the background?
What?
Do you like my background?
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of vaginas.
It is a bunch of vaginas! I actually think they're two. Maybe it's supposed to be two.
They're two
poppies or something.
Okay, they're tulips, but they're like Georgia O'Keeffe tulips.
Puss it! Well, I'm in our pub, which we've dubbed the Gilded Rack, because we have a deer with golden antlers as our mascot. But also because when Carol wears jewelry and a evening dress, then the necklace tends to sit on her bosoms, creating a gilded rack of swords. So it's a double entendre, like any good pub name should be.
I like it.
So that's what's happening there. But yeah, so I'm plugged in to a hard line. It's blinking like nobody's business, looking like it's going a mile a minute. So I'm giving it and receiving it, James.
That's what I hear about you.
Yes. I like to be the meat in the sandwich. So we'll see. This week will be a test with the help of the almighty Sunny Weathers. At least it'll be faster on my end. Ba-bam! I'm invincible!
Way to go, Alan Cumming.
Mm. So
that was just on this weekend, wasn't it?
Goldeneye?
It was on this weekend. It doesn't necessarily mean that you saw it or that it was... I don't even remember what channel it must have been on.
I think it's on Netflix.
Okay. If I say it was on Netflix this weekend, then that's like, you know, everything was on Netflix this weekend.
Well, I mean, I don't get terrestrial TV, really, aside from PBS.
Oh, what channel was that? Because there was another Bond movie on after it. I can't remember which one.
Was it another...
It was Dr. No. It was Dr. Oh. No.
So then from Goldeneye to Dr. No?
Yeah.
Mm.
Goldeneye.
So, James, this is going to be episode 80.
80. All right.
Snowman Circle. That's very special.
That's exciting.
Yes. It's very exciting.
I mean, episode 81 is going to be a natural square, so that's kind of cool, too.
Oh, that's cool, too. Yay 9.
What?
Hey, James.
Yes.
James.
Yeah.
Welcome to Dork!
Ah, you son of a bitch.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore, and you're listening to Dork.
You are listening to Dork.
Episode 80. And congratulations to you if you've made it through 80 of these things, because you haven't yet. It's the beginning. You made it through 79.
So far.
And here you are, the octogenarian of episodes.
Octogenarian dorkness.
Yeah. So, dude, on my way home from work, I looked at a video somebody posted on Facebook.
Well,
it wasn't
yeah.
somebody. It was Uproxx. And it was a phone video somebody took, like so many things are nowadays. Like anybody's using fucking camcorders. Of course, it was a phone video. But somebody took a video. It was in France at this theme park or an amusement park. Not a theme park. I don't think it had a theme. But people were there to be amused. Anyway, so it's somebody standing in front of one of those slingshot rides, you know, where you get into the cage and it's got the two big rubber bands and launches you into the air.
Yeah, it's like an inverted bungee controlled slingshot thing. Yes.
Yes. Also known as a nope machine, because nope, not riding that. It's just it's the same principle as those fucking air coasters where you lay down in it and they ratchet it up and up and up and up and then drop you and you go, we're having fun. I had to sign a waiver. So the video doesn't do anything for like a minute. It's just a guy standing there going, blah, 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 whatever they say in French. And so they're taking the pictures, and it gets launched up into the air, and it goes very, very high into the night sky, and it comes down, and one of the cables snaps. Yes. So the other one is still firmly attached, so it swings the cage into one of the posts.
Oh.
Yeah, and apparently it broke one of the rider's legs, but that was the extent of it.
Oh, well, that's...
They dangled there for an hour.
They dangled for an hour?
Yes.
I can imagine that's not the most comfortable thing in the world, dangling for an hour with a broken leg.
Yeah, they got a 5-point harness, and so they would be dangling sideways.
Right.
Yeah, for an hour.
Which is,
I would think even after signing a waiver, you'd have a pretty good case.
Yeah. Because, like, I don't think that's within the parameters of general expectations. Like, you expect to be shook around a bit and, you know, actually, you know, obviously slingshot to some effect. But I don't think breaking of the cables is within the realm of expected parameters in that case.
Oh, I'd be so pissed. I would just be yelling down at them. You fucking frogs, get me down. I'm suing all of you. Everyone. Of course, they would expect that since I'm an American. But
yes, you're so litigious, you Americans and your kniggets.
I would be meeting all of their expectations. None of that. I'd be a big fat American yelling about how I was going to sue them. And then I wouldn't eat any of their awful cheese or their breakfast soups. Which is bullshit because I eat both happily. Today I am drinking.
Yay! That looks like, who is that? Is that the soup Nazi?
Who is that, James?
That's Richard Nixon. Oh, there it is.
That is. I have a pint glass with Richard Nixon's face on it.
It looked like the soup Nazi at first, and then it blurred, and then I saw it was Richard Nixon.
Yeah. I guess that's fair. Yeah, I have a pint glass with Richard Nixon, and I have another one with Fat Elvis, his face like that on it.
Do you usually like hold them next to each other and have one or the other give like a drug enforcement badge?
Well, I think that's what this is from because they came as a set.
Oh yeah, okay.
And on the back it says Elvis and Nixon, and it's got Elvis' signature, ampersand Nixon.
Isn't that a trick?
Yeah, I got it from a friend of mine who I think worked on the movie that's being shot right now.
Which movie?
Elvis and Nixon.
Sitting in a tree?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just about, did they meet besides, because I know like, you know, they met and shook hands and
I Nixon think that was like, it,
here's a badge. You're going to enforce drugs now.
I think it was like getting an honorary doctorate. And then Elvis was like, you call me Dr. Elvis. You know, like, and Nixon was like, give it to him and make him go away. He smelled bad. Like, he gave it to him as like a publicity stunt, but I don't think he was ever, you know, fighting crime, especially with all those drugs in his system.
Yeah. I'm going to cough.
James is smoking vast amounts of pot. I never mentioned that.
What?
What? You good?
I'm good now, yeah. I'm drinking this concoction. Jade made some...
Sizzurp?
Is it Sizzler?
Sizzurp?
No, it's not Sizzurp.
It's purple drink? Where it's like all codeine cough syrup and...
Oh, that stuff that almost killed old boy. Who did he kill? Almost kill Little John?
Yeah.
Somebody?
Yeah. Not Little John. Fucking... Lil Wayne.
He was some little guy.
He's going to kill Little James if you don't quit abusing.
That's not what I'm drinking.
Narcotic cough syrup. What's the opiate?
Narcough syrup? Narcotic cough? Which sounds German. Or not German, Russian.
Narcotic cough syrup. Yes. Drugs are bad, James.
Drugs are bad, okay? No, Jane made lemonade with mint, but she like took the mint and like, ripped it in little leaves in some way, and like it was in the container. So my drink has a bunch of mint floating in it. I don't know if you can see that. Where is it?
See, that's the problem with healthy things.
Well, it's also got vodka in it. So, I mean,
no, it's like, not... I made this fresh. It's got bits of lemon seed and mint. And it will choke you to death. You're going to die on air.
Well, that'll make for good ratings, huh?
It will. And also make for good evidence. Jane? Murdering James live on the podcast?
Yes, live on the recording.
With mint?
Mint. Jane allergic to in the mint. Recording with mint.
I guess you can be allergic to mint. It's a thing.
I mean, I guess theoretically you can be allergic to anything, right?
Yeah. My dad's allergic to pine nuts, specifically.
Like, yeah.
That's it. I'm allergic to hedgehog spit.
Hedgehog spit?
Yeah, that's it.
Just make out with hedgehogs?
No, like if I get it on my hands, I like break out the hives and I can't breathe.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking of things that you eat.
I guess if I made out with a hedgehog, it would be very bad. But I've never done it. Their snouts are so tiny.
I know. I'm also just picturing, like, you know, a mutant, like... Somebody who's like gets bit by a hedgehog and they turn into a werehedgehog at the full moon.
And you I couldn't make it with that dude either.
Yeah, yeah. I was just picturing him like trying to like be like, oh, come to me, Nick. And then you break out from the inside and it's like, oh my god, he killed him with a werehedgehog curse. And he's like, no, he was just allergic. Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Werehedgehog.
Werehedgehog.
Oh, okay. That's what I was thinking of. I'm listening to this book right now, as read by Will Wheaton. It's called What If?
Yeah. It's by the guy that...
XKCD.
XKCD, yeah.
Yeah.
I have the hard copy of that, actually.
Okay, well, Will Wheaton does a wonderful job of it, of course.
As you might suspect.
So last night I'm listening to it, and the guy was talking about... He's answering the question, what would happen if you had a mole of moles?
So if you had 6.02 times 10 to the 23rd moles?
Correct.
Like
yeah. Like,
okay.
What would happen? If you had 6.022 times 10 to the 23rd 1 pound moles. And it's a mess is the answer. He said, okay, well, and there's a point to this.
I'm sure there is.
He said, you know, well, if we put it on Earth, that would be a pile of moles 80 kilometers deep all over the whole planet. So that's
not good. Holy shit.
Yeah,
is that just a land area or is it all over the entire surface?
I guess it's if the entire surface, if it was one solid sphere.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a deep sphere of moles.
Yeah, but if they just appeared in space, it would be a mole planet about the size of the moon.
Oh, okay.
So he goes, all right, so that appears, and it's that size. Almost immediately, the interior begins to liquefy because
from the weight
of the gravitational pressure. Yeah, and he goes on and on and on about it. But at some point, the outside freezes and crusts over. And then the internal heat causes these little geysers and volcanoes to spray guts and stuff out into space. The fact that he did not use the word molecano really annoyed me. It's like, those are molecanoes spraying mole guts out into space. It's a very entertaining book.
Yes.
Yeah, I liked his answer in particular to what would happen if everyone on Earth jumped up and down at the same time.
Pretty much nothing.
Yeah. He says, okay, well, let's say everybody where they're standing jumps up and down at the same time. Okay, nothing happens. Well, what if we put them all in one space? Well, that space would be about the size of Rhode Island. So let's just say we can instantaneously transport everyone on Earth onto Rhode Island. All right, so everybody jumps up and down. There's a loud thump that echoes for a couple seconds. Somebody coughs. Somebody pulls out their cell phone. Then everybody pulls out their cell phones. Beep, then, then 7 billion cell phones getting pulled all at once causes the network to crash and take over the power grid. The lack of transportation and adequate food for 7 billion people all at once causes massive deaths. The stampedes are horrendous. This goes on and on. The world keeps spinning like nothing happened.
Yeah.
But the population is decimated.
Oh.
It's probably more than decimated.
Yeah, because decimated would only be 10%.
Yeah.
Hence the term, deci.
Decimal. I'm drinking...
decimeter, one-tenth of a meter.
Belgian Saison.
A Saison?
Yeah. And my dad made... he's really gotten into homebrewing, which I'm fine with. In fact, I think out of all the hobbies he's had, it's my favorite. But this is not bad. It took a long time to make because you have to keep doing shit to it. But he's made a couple that are damn fine. And the nice thing about this hobby is I get beer.
Yay! Or as the Red Stripe guy would say, hooray, beer!
Hooray, beer! Are they still doing that?
I don't know. But it was a good, commercial marathon campaign. That's the word I was looking for.
I think Red Strip is the first beer I ever ordered. Ever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because I think the first beer I ever ordered, I think, was a Killian's Red. So, like, we both have red in our primary beer choice. Not primary as in, like, what we have now, mainly, but primary as in, like, first. Premier, I guess, is a better word for it.
Is it at a Bennigan's?
It was at a place called O'Connell's in Norman, Oklahoma.
Oh. Oh, God. So, there was a big weather pattern.
Are you talking about the hot pattern or the rain pattern?
No, I'm talking about the rain pattern hitting the East Coast
today. Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, nothing really special, thunderstorms or whatnot. But on the AccuWeather map found at NewJersey.com, NJ.com, it looked like this. I'm going to show it to you.
Keep pulling. Okay, there it is. Wow, that looks like a penis.
It does. It looks like a big old throbbing dick. So people have been enjoying that.
Some people have been enjoying that for eons. Oh, you mean the weather pattern? Yeah.
The dick. The giant cock. James.
People have been enjoying that. I was like, no shit. That's how I'm here. That's how we're all here.
Speaking of dicks, did you
see this sunny today?
Yeah, did you? Did you see the picture he posted onto the door page?
Oh, the Blue Angel one?
Yeah, 77 Vader.
Is Sunny in Pensacola right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's in Orange Beach, but close enough.
Well, yeah. But that's, apparently,
at an air show, and he brought 77 Vader down there. So I'm currently working on a project to outdo him.
Always.
Yeah, and Carol is helping me with some of the finer details, but we'll see how it goes. I got to admit, the 77 Vader is pretty fucking cool.
It is. I do like the pop collar nature of the action figure, because I remember, like Princess Leia and Vader and Obi-Wan Kenobi all had those vinyl robes that were just like a parabolic piece of vinyl or whatever that they like cut armholes out of and put them on those little 4-inch figures.
Oh, they were shit.
Yeah, and Sunny described, like the back then the lightsabers that came with the characters were basically built into their arm, and so like you just like had a lever to push the lightsaber out, and it was like
I remember that. It was like a little tab that you would push with your fingernail.
Yeah, so I can understand you not being satisfied with that, amount of lightsaber. You're like, this needs more killing power, So, I understand Sonny's will to update his character or his action figures, you know, arsenals.
Yeah, dude, he's gotten back into it, I think, doing all the customization. And he's come up with some pretty cool shit. Like, apparently that's a whole subculture. There are websites where guys get together and just show off the custom figures. And then there are guys that sell them on eBay.
Okay. We did a whole segment on a show about dildos that were modeled after dragons. And you're surprised that there's a subculture of people that customize action figures?
Okay, well, on one count, I'm not surprised per se. I could imagine people doing it. But secondly, I was not at all surprised to find out that there were dragon dildos out there.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Like, I'm not surprised when I see anybody fucking themselves with anything or fucking anything. I'm at no point have I been like, oh, I can't believe he's putting that up his ass. No, I can believe it. I've been on the planet for the next Tuesday. It will be 36 years.
What's today? Okay. Tuesday. Yes, I knew that.
But a week from today, I will be 36 years old. Nothing being found or removed or jammed up anyone's ass surprises me in the least.
Oh, yeah. I think when local comedian, although I don't think he's local anymore, but a guy named Matt Brown was on stage at Reshoes and was talking about a story where a guy had a parsnip up his ass. I think that's like, okay, well.
Was he a hobbit?
What's that?
Was it a hobbit?
Was it hot?
No, was it a hobbit? So the hobbit showed me parsnip his ass. Because it's a very British thing.
No, but I've seen x-rays of people with stuff up their asses, and one of them was a light bulb, and I'm thinking, like, okay, once you can put up a light bulb up your ass, I mean, the realm of things that would surprise me gets very, you know, smaller after that.
Light bulbs are pretty common.
Yeah,
I have to imagine they make the same joke every time. So what you thinking about?
Huh. Yeah, but the idea of somebody putting a light bulb up their ass and the possibility of it breaking, like, I mean, like, because I would be so scared to have that up there, because at any moment it could be like, psh, ah, you know.
I guess that's the excitement of it, James.
Maybe. Maybe I'm just, my perceptions are too tame, but, you know.
Now, if you told me you shoved a light bulb up your ass, I would be pretty surprised.
Yeah, but, like, you know, for me,
if like I a vegetable guy.
If I shoved a light bulb up my ass, the outside would be made of tungsten, because that shit's not going to break. Because usually it's the filament that's made out of tungsten.
Yeah. I would assume you're like a strictly cucumbers and, I don't know, squash, eggplants, occasional small watermelon.
Not an eggplant, no. Why would you put an eggplant? No. I mean, because zucchini, sure, but not an eggplant.
Well, the eggplant, it's got its big round end, and then it widens at the base. So it's a little extra excitement.
You have to, no.
I mean, eggplants are kind of shaped like butt plugs. If you're going to go extreme.
Cucumber, maybe. I'm just saying, what?
If you're going to go extreme, I would think the eggplant would be, you know, on the high end of that. Although, once again, not the biggest thing I've ever seen go up somebody's ass either.
No.
I mean, that's, you think that would be the limit. Like, oh, you're jammed an eggplant up your ass. Wow, you must, like, did they give you a trophy? No. No, they didn't. but you've seen that glass ass video, huh?
The glass ass video?
Yeah, where the dude jammed a mason jar up his ass.
Oh, I've heard about that. I don't usually go out and find, I hear people talking about these things. I, like, go to where the video is and look at the comments on things sometimes. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these videos I don't actually watch because I don't feel the need.
James, you have one go-round on this little blue marble.
I know, and I don't want to fill my fucking brain with shit that's going to, like, haunt me for the rest of my life. I'm going to keep that shit, you know, relatively controlled. And then when something, like, jumps out at me, then I'm like, oh, okay, well, I can really appreciate this because I'm not tainted by the idea of some guy with mason jar guts in his ass.
Well, I mean, I don't want to fill my brain with it either. But at the same time, I don't have a choice, James.
You do have a choice.
I don't. I got to see it.
You can resist the power. No, there is good in you. I've seen it. I've felt it. I've fondled it.
That wasn't me. That was somebody standing near me. Are you like your aim is off?
Oh,
like when I've,
I thought that penis was kind of big for you.
Yeah. When I hear about a video, like somebody's like, oh my God, you see that video? I'm like, no, let's find it. Like, I think I watched the Mr. Hands video on my phone. It's somewhere semi-public. The one where the dude's getting fucked by the horse.
Oh yeah, that one.
This was like, oh, have you seen this? I'll send it to you. It may have been in a restaurant. Or just like, oh, really? And I pop it on, and you know, I mean, it's not like there's a ton of noise or anything, but I was in a booth in public, but I can't hold back. She's like, oh, show me this crazy thing. It's like the video I watched today on the way home. It's like, oh, there's a ride malfunction. I guess I could wait till I'm not in my car driving, but nope, this is happening. It was like a minute and a half video. It's in the driving with one hand. I'm holding my phone up. Let's see this. Oh, yeah. God awful nightmare. Can't help it, James.
Can't help it.
I got to feed the beast.
Speaking of videos, have you seen the Adult Swim video, the Too Many Cooks?
No.
Have you not?
I have not.
Apparently this thing aired at like 4 a.m. without any fanfare. It's like 11 or 12 minutes long. And like, you know, they aired it and like they were like, here you go. And then some guy posted it on Reddit. And after that, people were like, what the fuck is this? If I recommend it. I just saw it for the first time a few days ago. The first few minutes of it, it looks like it's the opening of an 80s sitcom where you have like these characters and they're like, you know, like the dad's like, you know, doing silly stuff and dropping plates or what, you know, like just typical stuff. Uh-huh. And it's called Too Many Cooks. And there's like a song going, you got too many cooks, blah, blah. And it, you know, it goes on like that, but then like they keep introducing characters. So it's like, oh, it's a 5-member family. Oh, wait, it's an 8-member family. Oh, wait, it's like, you know, and then they like, they have them sitting on the couch and you think it's over, but then like there's another one, there's a teenage kid and there's another toddler and then there's another 4-year-old and then there's another like baby and then, yeah. You know, and it just keeps going. And then it gets really, you know, starts to get more bizarre because like, you know, the next door neighbor is like peeking in on the teenage daughter and the teenage daughter doesn't have like a top on and she's like covering herself. And then there's a puppet named like Smarf or something like that. And then there's I really can't describe what happens later, but like shit gets really weird, and then even weirder. It's really there's cartoon, there's science fiction stuff going on, there's axe murdering, there's hospital drama, and you know that's a broad stroke description of it. I recommend it. Check it out. Just go to YouTube and type "Too Many Cooks," and you'll see. You know, you'll get a like. The regular version of it. It's pretty cool.
I will watch it as soon as we're done.
Mm.
Ah. Too many cooks.
You got too many cooks in the kitchen who don't know how to cook it. Sorry. That's a different song. That's the time.
Yeah. I'm rehearsing Spamalot right now. This is we've gotten in our second week of rehearsals. So we're actually blocking and doing, you know, choreography and things. We have our main director. We have a music director who has an assistant music director. And then we have two assistant directors, directors.
Right, right.
And then we have a choreographer. And somehow they've all made it to almost all of the rehearsals. So there are a lot of cooks. It is a very busy, it's a very busy kitchen.
Oh, yeah. It's very nice.
But thankfully, it's, you know, it's Monty Python, so people pretty much are getting all their lines early and they kind of know what it's supposed to sound like. So there's not that many notes, but when there are notes, they come from every direction all at once. But I'll tell you, it's a good cast.
Cool. I'm excited to see that. When's it run from to?
I don't know. September.
Do you know when opening night is?
September something.
All right.
I know what's happening in September, James.
Well, okay. Well, that narrows it down.
Like September 18th, I think, is opening night. I think September 18th is opening night.
No, I don't believe you now.
James, I think it is.
No, no. My Hail Hydra brothers told me not to believe you when you said
something. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I don't know. It's impossible. Yes. My friend Richard is listening to the podcast episodes, and but he like started at one, and he's on like 67 now. So he just
wow. Go, Richard.
So he just sent me a message and be like, "Oh yeah, The Rock and Sense and Sensibility. That's funny." And I'm like, "When did I talk about The Rock and Sense and Sensibility?"
Hey, Richard, if you finally get to this one, send us an email at dorkpodcast@gmail.com. That's DORQUE at DORQUE podcast@gmail.com. We'll send you a dork prize pack just for making it through that epic run.
Yeah, just put subject. Put subject episode 80 for the subject line.
Yeah. I'm listening to a little something special. It may just be a prepaid box full of dog shit, but it'll be all for you.
It's all for you.
Yeah. Send us an email with your name and address, and we'll send you something magical or stinky. I don't think you can mail straight dog shit, though. I'd have to like package it in like Ziploc bags or something.
Yeah. You'd have to like make sure it was perfectly airtight. Because the post office would be like, "What the hell is this?
It smells like poo.
Tastes like poo, too."
It does taste like poo.
Tastes like Eeyore?
Here, come try this. Does this taste like poo? It does taste like poo, yes.
Ask Mikey. He'll try anything.
Mikey, does this taste like... I'm not eating that. Must be poo, then.
Taste this. See if it's bad.
Yeah, it's shit. I can see that right there.
This shit isn't worth shit.
Shitty shit.
You know, call that dog Lifesaver. You call him Shithead. I'm fine.
And he did. He did, Jay.
I told you that was the movie that Jane and I watched on our first date.
The Jerk?
The Jerk.
That's pretty good.
Well, it's because like I went to go see her one night during trivia, and I was like, I'm going to ask this chick out. So at one point, she said, the subject of The Jerk came up. And I was like, oh, that's a good movie. We should watch that together sometime. And at the end of the night, she was like, oh, when are you going to watch this movie? And I'm like, how about Sunday? And she was like, all right, it's a date. And I was like, I guess it is. Yeah.
By the way,
that was the same.
Here's another guy who's coming along with us on our date. It's my penis.
I call him evil dick. Sometimes evil dick wakes me up and he says, don't sleep alone. Late at night, evil dick, he wakes me up. He says, don't sleep alone. Don't sleep alone.
Yeah, I don't think that's how Carol and I's first date went. I think Carol and I's first date went. Was like,
my dick was not on your date, so no.
I think Carol and I's first date went like, oh, you want to come to my place and watch a movie? And bring your friend.
What? Do you like? Did she say that, or did you say that?
No, I was making a dick reference.
Oh, well, bring your friend, Mr. Dick.
Where you were like, "Here's my friend. He comes on dates with me." And Carol was like, "Yeah, you can come watch a movie, but bring your friend, little Dick." Well, I called him little Nick actually, but
little Nick.
He will be there.
I want to call mine like Little Richard, but that'd be weird. Because then you look down, you expect him to go, "Ah!"
You should do that. You call him Little Richard, and then every time you take it out, look at him.
That would be an
awesome. Little mama, suck me now.
Tutti frutti. Oh.
Oh, Rudy! Oh, Rudy! Oh, Rudy! Oh, Rudy!
You realize the audience can't see you do that.
Yeah, but they can hear that noise.
Okay. Maybe.
And then right when you come, you have to do it again.
I remember having a conversation with someone about if your penis like could make like vocal sounds when you like masturbated and when you can't, like, would you like if it was like If you like it, that would make you masturbate more or less.
There was a week when I first got my own apartment with internet access.
Oh my God.
Where I probably beat my dick into a Freddy Krueger-esque, just battered. Like he was just like, no more, no more, please. Like looking at my dick hurt. And I still gave it a shot. So if it felt normal, like now, and it just decided he wanted to scream, like every time I get an erection, my dick just goes, like the whole time I'm hard. I don't think that would stop me.
It may stop you from being able to satisfy it with another person.
I don't know.
Some other people.
I think Carol would be cool with it because if it screamed, it would be vibrating a little bit. So it may be an awesome sensation. I think, see, she's such a good wife that she would at least give it a shot, you know? And like, if it was just like, she's like, okay, this is too weird. I can feel it yelling. I'm like, yeah, that's, huh?
Yeah. You'd have to like get her like, you know, cotton eardrums or, you know, those ear heads, ear muffs. And I was actually complimented earlier today on my ability to speak.
Well, if she wasn't cool with it, she's like, I cannot fuck that, and I'm certainly not going to touch it while it screams at me. I guess I'd have to take it on the road.
Like so now, yeah.
I mean, all I have to do is put out one YouTube video where I'm like, "Hi, my name is Nick Moore," and when I get an erection, my penis screams loudly, and then go to one town where be like, okay, for $100, I'll let you meet the screaming penis and show one person. And after that, bam, easy money. Like I don't do any big shows. I don't take it to Vegas. I don't go on NBC or anything. I just, you know, $100 a pop. You can look at my dick while it screams. People come out and are just like, it's real. I'm not even fucking with you. It's real. One at a time. $100. Bam. $100 bills. Maybe even go to Coney Island. I don't know.
See the man with the screaming penis. Step right up.
If I made enough money, I could buy like a little kiosk on the Vegas Strip and just have people come in and swipe a card, you know, like right outside of Bellagio or something, and just have people come out and just a screaming penis and they walk in and all day it's just people streaming out. It's real. His dick fucking screams. Jeez. I don't know if I can maintain an erection for 14 hour shifts.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. You'd have to like, you know, get one of those pills.
Even then, like they warn you about that. Like if
you're it's like 4 hours, then yeah.
It's for work.
I don't know. I've had an erection last more than 4 hours, but that was just because the girl would not. I'm sorry. I'm just going to stop right there.
No, I get where you're going. I dated a chick for 3 years in college.
So you had a 3-year erection?
No, but she was a preacher's daughter. And out of our whole youth group, I think the two of us were the only ones that were like, sex is for marriage. And so we were together. Like, it was my first really long-term relationship. And it was my freshman year of college. So that was good because I think that saved my ass. Because I was bartending, and it was my first year of college. And so had I not been in a long-term relationship, I would have knocked somebody up. Like, it would have happened. But thankfully, Jesus put a clamp on my dick in the shape of a preacher's daughter. But it like everything was it was limited to everything up into and including everything but sex. Like nothing that could have led to procreation. All right.
Right.
So there were nights where I just had nothing, no release. This is
torrid. Yeah, but you can do things that cause release that don't cause babies.
Yeah, but she wasn't that good.
So this wasn't, did you get to third base?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, so I could see home.
Yeah.
We just never did anything about it.
You didn't even, like, you know, get called out or, like, you know, walk off the – I mean, I guess, you know, at the end – you're left there. It's left – what do you call it? Left standing at the end of the inning?
Yeah. You're
left on base?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's like an RBI where, you know, you get all the way around and, I mean, you kind of get in, but it wasn't really
– Yeah, but if you're not – I mean, but if you don't, you know – I don't even know what the parallel is for, like, you know, getting released there where, like, you know, there's no longer a chance of going home, but you're the batter leaves happy or the runner leaves happy.
You throw the third thing? Eh, I'm good with that. I think it's more like the inning ends and he's just like, well, I mean, that's the way it goes. I wasn't getting there. Like, I could get myself to first base, no problem. And then I kind of got second and third with a little help. And then it ended at third. So I guess I'll borrow somebody's glove. Hey, man, can I borrow your glove? Thanks.
We need a better analogy than just baseball.
Like what?
I mean, I don't know. Like something with more gradations and so that you can tell, like, oh, well, you know, you got to third base and, you know, because, like, it, basically the baseball field is the woman, right? But you can't tell, like, where on the map.
Yeah, I guess so. I never thought of it like that, but I think yeah, I guess that's right.
We need better. I mean, because, like, you're just left on, you know? I don't know.
Well, I mean, I got off. I wasn't left on.
But did you get off with her help?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
but I don't think that's a homer. I don't. Okay. It's not a homer.
No, it's not a homer. But you said there was no release, and that's like that's a form of release. That's what I'm talking about. There's like release without babies. Yeah, some folk will never lose a toe, but then again, some folk will. I don't know why that came out.
Yeah, neither do I.
I'm fine.
Another
season, another reason for making babies.
But we didn't. Although both her sisters, her younger sisters, both got pregnant, I think, while we were dating.
And you had nothing to do with that?
No, that wasn't me. And her dad never thanked me. That's the other thing.
Thank you for only going to third base with my daughter.
Yeah, he never came up and was like, thank you for not knocking up my daughter. Like, we I didn't get along with her dad, and I still really doubt we'd get along at all, but
really,
he's a nice enough guy.
You should thank him for not smelling your hand after your dates.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing is we were in college, so it wasn't like, you know, we're running in the backseat of cars and stuff like that. We had apartments.
Yeah, I'm sure that made him feel wonderful. Thank you for only kind of defiling my daughter.
I don't think he knew about it.
He knew about it.
And he doesn't
it.
Listen to this, so I'm sure he still doesn't.
Okay.
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, we're getting really into it. We should probably not.
No, just, you know, give me your name and address and, you know, what address was then. I don't have to know where she is now. And we can move on.
Yeah, send us an email. Well, I am so glad that camera phones didn't exist back then, though.
Oh, man. I can't imagine growing up with camera phones like the way the kids are these days.
No, my first like 3 years of college, or first 3 years of freedom, been an utter nightmare. The shit that'd be out. I was fucking idiot. Like, really, I did some stupid shit.
I would never be employed.
Yeah.
If people could take pictures of what I was doing in December of my freshman year, oh man, I would probably be on an FBI most wanted list right now.
Right? And it's nothing crazy, you know, it's nothing outside of regular old college shenanigans.
Exactly, but it's documented, provable.
Yeah. There isn't a single picture of me, like, going, yeah, like, waving my shirt above my head with a beer in one hand. Nope.
No. That's, yeah. Because, like, you can take a picture and you can, you know, like, show it to people, like, go to take it to the Walgreens or whatever, get it developed and show it to a few people, but like that's different from like putting it on Facebook and having it like some everyone being able to like, oh, I'm going to share this to my page, I'm going to show all my friends this. and like your name is tagged on it.
Yeah.
So by the time, even by the time it's like three or four generations away from you, it's still got your name on it.
Oh, that'd be terrible. It's so terrible. Oh no. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Apple for kind of taking the '90s off. Appreciate you.
Yes. Yeah.
God, I'm getting like awful non-existent flashbacks right now where I'm like, Oh no. Oh no. I forgot about that. Oh God.
Yeah. There are street signs in Oklahoma that, well, we don't have to finish this conversation. Let's move on. Daredevil. I don't know. I'm just picking a name. Did you finish Armada?
I did. I was happy with it.
Okay, yeah.
What do you think?
I was happy with it. I was happy with it.
I was entertained. I wasn't like blown away. It was way shorter than Ready Player One. I actually had a friend whose opinion I actually respect say today that she didn't really like it. She was like, I was not a big fan of Ready Player One.
Oh, really? Of Ready Player One? Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, and it's right in her wheelhouse. So I was like, I don't know. I mean, I think she read it. And I was like, well, I had it read to me by the incomparable Will Wheaton. So it was just a treat. I've listened to it like four times. So you know, maybe that's it. Maybe she just, the voice in her head was, I don't know, maybe Gilbert Godfrey or I don't know. I don't know.
And that's when I had to say every word in War Games. Like, yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible.
Anyway, I can't imagine having Gilbert Gottfried as your inner monologue.
Or just like some monotone, like Stephen Wright. Just, yeah. Do you fancy a game? How about a game? So I played the Joust with the Lich King in one. So
exciting.
Yeah. That's what happened there. And then McGunter. Have you seen the recent news about that?
About what?
About the movie?
No.
Ready Player One? Looks like Steven Spielberg is, there's a rumor that he's trying to coax Gene Wilder into playing whoever it was, the creator of the Oasis.
Abarax or Alabac or what's the fucking guy's name? Starts with an A. His username. I forgot the actual character's name.
Yeah, that guy.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it'll work out, but that would be incredible.
Yeah, that'd be incredible. How old is Gene Wilder?
Old. Hold on, I'm looking it up.
You don't have to look it up.
No! No!
How old is Gene Wilder?
Gene Wilder is 82.
Yeah. That could work out. I don't know. Gene Wilder hasn't done anything recently. He's been,
it's been a long time. His religion on Wikipedia. What?
Nothing. I was making sure I didn't throw the deadbolt.
Oh, his religion on Wikipedia is listed as Jewish, Buddhist, atheist.
I'm sorry. What? How does that work? How can you be a Jewish atheist? Or,
well, he could be Jewish because his mother was Jewish, so he'd still technically be Jewish even if he didn't believe in it, like David Cross.
But so
he would be technically a Jew. I'm a Buddhist, but not
religiously speaking.
I don't know. The Jewish community would say he's Jewish. I'm a Buddhist, but I also consider myself an atheist.
Yeah, I mean that's less of a conflict than what, you know, what I consider like Jewish and atheist. But you know, I don't know.
That's his deal. Let's see what the last thing he did was. He
it's got to have been at least 10 years.
Yeah, 1999.
Oh, you built 16 years.
He did Murder in a Small Town, Alice in Wonderland, and The Lady in Question. Two of those were television series. And then on TV, he's done. He was on Will and Grace in 2003, and I think that was the last thing he did.
Okay, so that's more than 10 years.
Yeah. Which sucks because he's awesome. He was in a documentary called the Expo Magic of the White City. But yeah, other than that, so we'll see. We'll see if that, there's any confirmation to that. It'd be nice to see him in something else because he's 82. Good Lord.
Yeah, but like you're going to see him and you're going to like cry because he's so old.
Yeah. But then again, I don't know.
Oh my God. You know what I've realized or found out recently?
What?
And I think it's in this Entertainment Weekly. You know who Jane Fonda is?
Yes.
You know who Ian McKellen is?
Yes.
Which would you say is older?
Ian McKellen.
That's what I would say. I would say that 50 million times out of 50 million times. But there it is. And it's in the latest Entertainment Weekly. Ian McKellen is 76. And Jane Fonda is 77.
Well, damn.
That's what, yeah, it's in.
Yeah, but Ian McKellen has been openly gay for a long time. And that's a hard life. Like, that ages you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've ever partied with nothing but your gay friends, but they'll put an Irishman to shame.
How many parties do you go to where you're the only straight guy?
I'm in theater, James.
Good point.
I'm in a show right now where I think there's one other straight guy.
Is it Michael Ruffin?
And it's almost an all-male cast.
I'm assuming it's Michael Ruffin since I just, you know, watched him get married not that long ago.
Yeah. Maybe two other.
Yeah, I kind of performed the ceremony.
But yeah. So while I don't exclusively go to all gay parties,
they kind of just happen around you.
I do go to parties where I'm the only straight man. I mean, at this point, it's like, yes, these are my, like, it's not even weird. And if I would have told that to my 16-year-old self, he'd be like, you're going to hell. Which I'm and I'm a Buddhist atheist now.
Buddha rocking everywhere.
Rocking. It's been an interesting episode, James.
Has it?
Yes, it has. Had a couple high points.
I just know Sonny's going to text me and be like, so you think of dicks, you think of me. Is that what you're saying? And he's either going to throw me an insult or he's going to, you know, say that I'm gay.
I'm going to bet that he'll take a trip all the way to New Orleans to put action figures around your house.
They'll melt. It's fucking 100 degrees out there.
Yeah. It's miserable. I hadn't taken that window unit out of my bedroom from when my AC wasn't working. Like, it's still there. Every time I've gone to take it out, it's been 100 degrees outside. And, dude, like, a couple months ago, Sonny told me about a friend of his who was my age and in better shape than Sonny and I, who died, like, working in his yard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know if it was heat stroke or what. But ever since that, I've been like, all right. I mean, I don't consider myself old. I'm, like, hitting that halfway point. I'm hardly, like, you know, enfeebled.
So you're going to live to be 72?
No, that's the average, if I'm lucky.
Oh. Don't say that shit. My dad's, like, 4.
I'm just going by, like, widely accepted averages. Like, my grandmother's 83 or 84.
The actual family that blew past 100. My uncle Matt was 103. It was like 104 or 105. I don't know. He was old. So, my uncle Mac was over 100 years old, like driving a Cadillac around town.
He's one of those guys, huh?
He's one of those guys.
Dude, there's a little old lady that lives off of Government Street that has been a little old lady for the last 20 years. She has a huge, like, 1960s four-door Cadillac. It's like this mint green. And I keep waiting. I keep waiting to drive by and see a for sale sign in that window. But she is hanging on.
And she's that beast
still drives. See it all over the place. Indeed. Like, I swear to God, as soon as one of your ungrateful kids sells that thing, I will take it as a steal. Drive that boat everywhere. But no, she's determined. She knows. She knows I'm waiting. She probably does her own mechanic work.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
There was an old dude I met at a gas station who he's like 80. And the dude's in like ripped. Like I've seen him outside working in his yard. He looks like I'm trying to think. He looks kind of like Harry Belafonte.
Okay.
But like I know he's at least 80 and he's got a six pack. And I don't know how the fuck he pulls that off, but he works in his yard, no shirt. But he's got a Lexus, like an early 90s Lexus that looks brand new. And in the inside, it looks brand new. And I know this because he parked next to me at the gas station one day. And I was like, dude, you got to tell me, what do you wash your car with? How do you keep it like that? And he's like, oh, and he gave me this whole, he got a big smile on his face, gave me the whole walkthrough. And then he popped the hood, and the hood looks brand new. He's like, yeah, just, you know, just take care of it. And he goes, yeah, you know, I'm almost 80. I take care of my car. And I got this little Oriental that works on it for me.
You are 80.
Like, about 80, huh? All right. Well, you know, I guess if you could shoot at him in World War II and let him work on your car with complete faith, I'll just let that slide. Yeah. Well, James, we're going to call it there. Happy 80th episode to you, sir.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about 80. I didn't even realize that there was a correlation there. Happy 80th birthday. Episode.
Thing. Happy Snowman Pizza.
Happy. Oh yeah, Snowman Pizza. Snowman Pizza. Sorry, had a jukebox hero moment. I'm fine.
All right. Well, with that, I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore, and you've been dorked.
You have been dorked.
Dork.
Yeah. So I didn't hear any catastrophic freezes.
You had a couple, but they weren't too bad. So we'll see. It got real bad toward the end.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see if this helped.
All right.
Who knows?
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Shadow. Lamont Cranston.
Lamont. I've only known two Lamonts, and they're both fictional.
Lamont Cranston and Lamont Sanford?
Yep.
That would be a really good crossover. The Shadow and Sun.
That's what's happening.
Yeah. Lamont Cranston and Son.
Cranston and Son.
It's well,
like Shadow and Son would work as a title.
But you have you know, Red Fox. You'd have to.
Because Red Fox work. He would be like, I'm fogging men's minds over here, you big dummy.
No, it's the show. It's Sanford and Son, but Lamont is the shadow.
Lamont the shadow.
Yeah, so he's got the mask and the cloak and everything, but he can't get the hat down.
Because he's the afro?
He's the big old afro. And like Grady's always busting him. And the cops like come by just as he takes the outfit off. hey, fellas, how's it going? You see,
hey, Smitty.
Just always just missing him.
You've seen the shadow around here. Sorry, Smitty.
And Ethel.
You old heathen shadow.
Oh, I can't think of that shit. The funniest fucking joke I ever saw as a kid was Red Fox looking at Aunt Ethel and going, get out of here before I slam your face into some dough and make gorilla biscuits. She gets that old ugly face on. She's like, oh. Have you ever heard her do stand-up? She did a couple stand-up albums, and they are really good.
She talks about men. Yeah, I've heard snippets of it, but it's been like a very long time. Like, it was like, you know.
It's worth a re-listen. It's pretty good.
I'll have to track that down.
All right, dude. I'll see you next week.
All right.
Adios.
Good luck.
I grab Thor's hammer.